We now have the second feature. Most of us have heard of the Angel of the North, but now we're introduced to the Angel of North Norfolk. Here's Tim Peters to tell us more.
It's an echo of a sight once familiar over these huge Norfolk skies, a stainless steel Stirling bomber coming into land, home, safe, after a dangerous mission. Nigel Mortar and Claire Nugent, who own the Control Tower Bed and Breakfast in Egmere near Walsingham, have been fundraising since 2017 to build a memorial for those who served at the former RAF airfield their business is based at. The Time to Remember project was temporarily derailed by COVID-19, but the first part of the memorial has just taken flight, with the installation of the beautiful Home Safe sculpture on the B-1105. There, passers-by are treated to a sight that last filled the skies in 1945. A short Stirling bomber returning from another dangerous mission to its home base of RAF North Creek. The B-1105 slices through what was once North Creek's technical site. You can still see Nissen huts and hangars, turret trainers, and a bomb teacher hidden in the trees. A main store, gas clothing and respirator store from World War II days are also still in use today. And slightly further away, the airmen's huts still stand. This is a landscape that still shyly reveals its past, the bravery and heroism, the tragedy and desperation. Everywhere you look, there are reminders of RAF North Creek, runways, taxiways, and hard standings. There's a memorial erected by the Airfields of Britain Conservation Trust that stands away from the busy road and is a tribute to the 17 crews that never returned to North Creek and all their comrades who served alongside them. But Nigel and Claire were keen to mark the 75th anniversary of the disbandment of RAF North Creek in August 2020, with a memorial which simply couldn't be missed. And this they've achieved with the help of fundraisers. The large sculpture of the short Stirling aircraft, mounted as if in flight, its wings banked at an angle to the ground, is a visual reminder of the real-life Stirlings which flew from the base between May 1944 to March 1945. While the nose of the plane faces the B-1105, the fuselage is parallel with runway 1 of the airfield, and in time there'll be information panels where visitors can discover more about RAF North Creek and the incredible 3,250 staff based there. It was a huge operation. The main runway was 2,000 metres long and was intersected with two smaller runways. There were 36 aircraft dispersal points and three hangars, technical and administration sites, quarters for thousands of servicemen and women, and, of course, central to all, a control tower. From here, 199 and 171 squadrons of the 100 Group RAF Bomber Command flew Stirlings and Halifaxes on radio countermeasures intended to conceal the true position of the main Allied bomber thrust and to create maximum confusion among German radar operators. They used airborne radio transmitters called Mandrel to jam German early warning radar and dropped aluminium strips known as chaff or window to give false radar readings. In peacetime, Mosquito planes were stored at RAF North Creek for a while, but the runways were largely broken up. It's difficult to comprehend just what a hive of activity this area once was. And as it falls away from first-hand memory, it's essential that we remember the part it played in winning the war. It seemed a shame that with COVID we couldn't achieve our August 2020 deadline, but with the memorial set to survive beyond 100 years, there's plenty of time to remember those who served at RAF North Creek, said Nigel. Sculptor Andy Knighton was commissioned by the Time to Remember project to create the bomber, which has a wingspan of more than 20 feet. A local nickname, the Angel of North Norfolk, is gaining traction, added Nigel, saying he and Claire hoped the sculpture would form a gateway to the Second World War history of North Norfolk.
Thank you, Tim.